Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Oh!
We come to you live from the Farmers Insurance Studios. When you switch to Farmers Insurance, you could save a bundle. All you got to do is call 1-888-FARMERS. Get a quote today.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
So a big night tonight, Mike Harmon. We have a big night in basketball. I mean, Syracuse won again. I mean, look at it. But, you know, the thing is, we've talked about it last night. We're going to talk about it tonight. We're going to talk about it tomorrow. We're going to talk about it Thursday. We're going to talk about it Friday. We're probably going to do a special show to talk about it Saturday. You're going to talk about it Sunday morning with LeVar Arrington. You and I will get together and probably do a show Sunday afternoon to talk about it. Patrick Mahomes, where is he? Is he going to play? This is it. It's the refresh storyline that everybody's going to be waiting all week for. Is he playing? Is he playing? Is he playing? Is he playing? It's the only story this week. Anything else we do is just, okay, we're just killing time. Refresh, is he playing? Is Mahomes playing? That's kind of what this week is kind of shaping up to be.
Yeah, I got to be honest. The other is the Tom Brady winning the divorce against Bill Belichick. Mm. All right, the next time anybody utters that, throw something at your television, at your radio, curse the sky, whatever it is. Because, I mean, yes, 1 year tells you everything you need to know. Because I would say Bill Belichick will coach a lot longer. Will he have great success? Who knows? But we like to declare things now because the show is now. That's the only other storyline.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
You know, Josh Allen's just a tag-along guy in this process. And Aaron Rodgers is pretty good. But, again, he's an afterthought in this whole thing. It's Mahomes and his health. Is it a concussion? Is it a neck nerve injury? That was one of the things kind of going out. Dr. Chow and some others just saying, nah, there might be something there. And then obviously his foot injury, which was an issue before the concussion. So add that to it. And then you've got Aaron Rodgers and Josh Allen are just, you know, they're the undercard. They're those guys on the marquee when you're going past a movie theater and they're in the really, really, really small print. Yeah, we're contractually obligated to put them on the marquee, but right now nobody cares.
And what'd you call Josh Allen? What'd you say he was?
MVP.
No. Before, no, just now. You said he was a what in the storyline?
Afterthought.
No, what was the other word you said?
Undercard.
No, another one. What'd you say?
Jag.
It began with a T? He was a te. Oh, I had a great one-liner. You said he was a tag-along. So I was going to go, tag-along.
Well, it is Girl Scout season.
That's why I had it.
Be sure to support your local Girl Scout troop. Get those empty calories loaded up.
I like that. What was that word you just used? Also ran? Not important? No.
It was with a T. I don't write this down, man. Other shows have scripts. I don't have one. I got a blank sheet of paper to remind me once you get into a theory where I need to take it. So I'll jot down a note as you speak. Otherwise, you know, this is pure Harmon off the top of the dome. Let's go.
Tertiary? Just a guy? I don't know. What did I say?
Jag? What did I say? What was the trigger word that got you all excited?
I really thought
sitting
I'd get
at the
say,
edge of your seat.
I thought I'd get you to say tag-along. I really didn't think I was going to say tag-along, and I get you to go, tag-along. But it took a little while.
I eventually got back to it.
We did.
Required a little bit of a prompt, like we were playing, I don't know, like we play a game.
Yeah, it's like password. And the password is tag-along. Tertiary? No. Jag? No.
You like the Jag inclusion, though. I mean, come on. That's about as good as a catch right there.
Ooh, Samoas. No. Tag along. But, yes, the Patrick Mahomes storyline, and we told you last night, and this is how we're going to maintain things over the course of the week. The best news we told you yesterday was if Mahomes practices on Wednesday. Because if he practices Wednesday, even if it's in a limited capacity, that's a big deal. And today we found out that he cleared his step in his concussion. He's still in protocol, but he cleared big steps, according to Adam Schefter, and he is on track to practice on Wednesday. as long as he practices Wednesday, he will play Sunday, right? He's going to play. Unless there's some kind of backslide that is unknown at this time. Something happens during practice, but if he has a normal week of practice, he will play Sunday. The fact that he's back and practicing already, and you know this is all independently verified now. It's not like the old days that Andy Reid referred to when, you know, Patrick could have come back in the game on Sunday if it was the old days. If it was the old days, there'd be, yeah, I'm fine. Oh, good, he's ready to play. So you know it's independently verified and evaluated, but if he's back at practice on Wednesday, that's a great sign. So if he practices tomorrow, I would say, listen, Mahomes is going to play. And barring some kind of unforeseen development, there could always be unforeseen developments. You don't know what could happen. You could have an adverse reaction. Coming back from a concussion is a very serious thing. But all the signs we've seen so far have been good in pushing Patrick Mahomes. Is he going to play Sunday? Is he not? So if that practices Wednesday, that's a really big deal. If he doesn't practice, every day he doesn't, it's a little bit less, little bit less, little bit less. But practicing tomorrow, I'm pretty sure he's going to play.
Yeah, bottom line is we won't know. Like, even if he shows up, right, and practices a little bit, you're going to say limited at practice, which might have been the game plan, again, given the fact that he's got a toe/foot injury already. And you want to make sure that you get Chad Henne as many reps as you can, most likely this week, just based on, you know, he looked good and gave you a couple of big plays, also threw a one horrible interception that opened the door, but... You saw the Browns unable to capitalize on it. But I think you'd want to get him as many reps as you could and let Mahomes wait. Because, I mean, we've seen precedent, too, of, all right, let's just screw with folks. And then you have to wait and decide. Remember Edwards-Helaire on the, what was it, week 13 or thereabouts, where he dressed and then ended up not playing. Mm-hmm. What did it do? Absolutely murdered fantasy owners.
Yeah.
But it sets precedent of, you know what, we'll run it because you've got a now game plan for what we might throw at you, and you spend extra time looking at that instead. So, you know, there's just a million ways to try to coach it up as you get here, and every bit of rest you can get from Mahomes, again, whether it's concussion, whether it goes down to a nerve injury, which is what Dr. Chow was theorizing. As he was on with Outkick and some other, you know, in the medical fields trying to analyze. And again, we don't know because they're not going to tell you directly what the hell's going on, right? Why there's we have this report. You didn't follow it, but you can kind of give them information, right? You don't have to tell me exactly what's wrong. Just give me a hockey-like body part, a head, neck. Okay, good.
So it's an upper body. It's a body injury.
That's
where?
Right.
That's all we're saying. It's just a body injury.
That's it.
Okay.
That's somewhere above the ground and below the sky, there is an injury.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the Farmers Insurance Studio. So, of course, if we get a refresh update on Mahomes, we'll bring it to you throughout the night here on the show. You never know. But, again, Wednesday is going to be the big day. Practicing tomorrow is going to be it for him. Now, last night, the middle of the show on was taken over by the story involving now former Mets GM Jared Porter. ESPN published a story late last night in which he sent over 60 texts to a woman who was a foreign correspondent, wanted to be a baseball reporter, many of them of an overt sexual nature. There were unsolicited sex photos that were sent to her. And we told you last night, look, he admitted to it, and there's evidence of the texts, and I need to wake up at first thing in the morning and see the Mets have fired Jared Porter. There's just no way around it. And I was hoping the Mets would do the right thing. But Mets, so you never know. But I have to say, and this gives me hope that the Mets have really turned a corner, and this really is not a mirage under Steve Cohen, and they're really doing things right. First thing this morning, it was a very strong statement put out by Steve Cohen that they fired Jared Porter. He said there is no place for this on our team, and he is no longer our general manager. Sandy Alderson put out a statement as well saying that Jared Porter has been fired, and then he went on and had a press conference later on in the day saying how this is a wake-up call for all of us, and the Mets specifically. basically have to do better knowing about a person when they hire them. And then clearly, look, it's not that, oh my God, the Mets, how did you do this? The Mets didn't know. Nobody knew. This happened five years ago. That was three teams ago for Jared Porter. So it happened with the Cubs. You could say anything. There was a person on the Cubs who knew, but the woman didn't want to go forward pressing charges at the time. But the Mets did it right, and they did it swiftly and strongly. And it was, you know, you could say, boy, that's the easy thing to do. But yeah, you never know what could happen between what you think is the easy thing to do and then actually doing it. And now this is a story that you see the New York Mets and make a statement saying there's no room for this, especially in nowadays where we deal with in the public lifestyle, what players have in the locker room and women's rights to be a reporter just as much as any man and to be treated humanely and not just like a piece of meat. This is, you know, the Mets acknowledge, hey, this is not okay. And this is where we all need to be doing better. We need to be doing better, all of us. And this is where the Mets make a statement and okay. And now we go on and hopefully we do better, but the Mets did a great job in making it a story that it's going to last a day or two, and it's embarrassing, sure, and hopefully Jared Porter gets the help he needs, because when you're sending 60-some-odd texts that don't come back, you are in a big-time stalker area, and a lot of it, you know, we don't know what legal ramifications are going to come down with him, but, you know, we hope the best for everybody in this situation, but the Mets did it right, and it's really something that they did. But the big thing I kept thinking about today, Mike, is that I keep going back that, boy, how easy was this to hide? How easy was this to hide for him for 5 years? And without knowing, do you think this is the only time this happened? I mean, this is the only time this happened?
Yesterday.
I mean, really. And the fact that you could hide this, it's so easy to hide it for 5 years. Why? Because the woman didn't want to go forward because she was afraid for her career. And then she was afraid when she went back to her home country of some kind of repercussion, but finally decided, I need to come forward with this. I mean, she was going to come forward with it 5 years ago. ESPN had the story 5 years ago, but she didn't want to do it because she thought it would hurt her career. The fact that it's so easy to get away with it because women think, this is what I want to do, and if this happens, my career never gets off the ground. How easy it is, what it was for him to do this so brazenly with all kinds of evidence. There's no, I covered my tracks, we can't find this voicemail, we can't find this phone number, we've done, this is so brazen. Here's pictures, I'm taking selfies of myself, here you go. And, I mean, just how easy it was for him to do this for 5 years. That's the one part for me, that's what we got to do better on. This happened and this can stay, and he can have this kind of career where he moves up to become the bleeping general manager of the Mets. I mean, that's the one part where I look back and go, that's where we got to do better. That part right there, number one, is the number one thing.
Yeah, as a whole. I mean, it, you know, as we talked about it last night, and this was a developing story, both of us, you know, pull back the curtain here at Fox Sports Radio. You keep going to the Danzig camera angle for all the videos you do on Fox Sports Radio. And we spent a lot of time on this Mets story, and I figured it would be a non-story, so I didn't even want to waste the guy's time with some of our conversation regarding this particular incident, because we surmised that by the time we woke up, the Mets would have handled it, and they did. So it would have been, you know, moot and just space on phones and whatever that would never get processed. But, you know, you've got that look up at your neck thing, trying to make yourself look tall. You're sitting down, buddy. It's okay. Go past the Danzig videos.
I'm doing the Beastie Boys one where it's on the ground next time, where I look like doing the so what you want. That's my next angle that we put out.
Well, it's just an interesting nostril angle for you. Yeah. But what you saw starting last night all the way through today with the number of women just going, look, this is what I wrote 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago. Well, you know, when these incidences really started to become out in front, right behind the scenes, and how discussions go and representation. We've had these discussions for a while, but still you speak to a number of your peers in this business and you recognize how hard it has been. And in some cases continues to be, because you're talking about being outnumbered. And I know everybody immediately goes to, all right, cash grab or this. Was it really that egregious? Whatever. It made the woman uncomfortable and she quit the profession. And there's a lot of other women that work in and around sports that have said the same thing. I came close to quitting. It's about being supportive, and it's not just sports. It's in any walk of life, and obviously the last year is different because not everybody's working in the same office place, but, you know, it's the thing for managers, for, you know, the bosses at the top to go back through and remind folks, hey, you know, be right with people. And it's pervasive across the land. And, you know, for us, we stick to sports, and that's where it's at right now. Just so many people writing another 1,000 words or doing podcasts or radio segments today, just to be mindful if that stuff does come up in a place you're working, is you have to say something and squash it, right? And for the Mets, Sandy Alderson, he basically said, we've got a different environment we're trying to build here with the Mets. It's a new era. We didn't know about this, but we're not going to have this around us. And saying we're a different organization than we were 6 months ago, a year ago, however you want to put it together, of how they're trying to push ahead. And you see with the moves this offseason and with others that they're trying to make, that they're not going to jeopardize their place in the business and the operations by having any of this type of scandal around them.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the Farmers Insurance Studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save a bundle on your auto insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
We have another big NFL story coming your way in about 15 minutes, but next, guess who's back? He's finally coming back.
Hello, everyone.
But is he really coming back? But is he really coming back? He is. But is he really coming back? It's next on Fox.
I'm very, very excited about it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. It's better than using your phone to see if your post got any likes again. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance. Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh!
Live from the Farmers Insurance Studios. And, you know, like I said, the Mets did it right today. However, maybe they did lose a little bit today. As John Paul Morosi, our own John Paul Morosi, who joins us all the time during baseball season, just reported a few minutes ago that the Blue Jays are now the front runners to sign George Springer. And there's been reports that there is a deal in place pending a physical exam. So here's John Paul Morosi a few moments ago saying that it looks like George Springer, who was long rumored to go to the Mets, could wind up going to the Blue Jays. And there's some other reports out there that there is a deal in place pending a physical exam. So this would be a bit of a shocker because, look, the Mets were long the front runners. And you have to wonder, how much did what happened last night with Jarrett Porter have to do with the Mets losing George Springer? I'd like to think no, but boy, it's awful curious timing, Mike Harmon, that after last night and the Mets have this big issue they have to squash today, suddenly today George Springer is now potentially headed to the Jays over the Mets. That's too coincidental for me.
Nah, the teams had been linked together for a while. So, I you know, the Jays would never, you know, pushed out. This isn't a surprise. Oh, wow, they came out of nowhere with a giant pile of money. No, the Jays have been mentioned. I know it crushes your Mets love and soul. I'm going to think that the way they handled this administratively and Sandy Alderson's record and the fact that you have a new owner and at least on the surface what you've seen over the last couple of months, it is moving in the right direction. And they had a problem pop up, and they excised that problem, right? They took care of the problem inside their offices and have most likely gone and started doing deep dive investigations to make sure there's nothing else that could come of it. So I think it's good for the organization. I don't think it's going to affect one way or another. If Springer was planning to go play in Toronto, I think that was already in motion.
Well, I will say this. The only reason any player doesn't wind up on the Mets is because the Mets decide, we don't want you.
That's an interesting way to spin that. I like that.
We don't want you. That's what it is. Listen, we have the money. We can buy anybody we want. We got, okay. If you're not here, it's because we don't want you, and we have a better solution somewhere else. We're going to go get Trevor Bauer. We're going to go do this. We got money to spend. We're going. It's only because we don't want you. It's not because, oh, you spurned us. No, no, no. We're the ones that do that. We're the ones who do the spurning. It's we don't want you because there's somebody else better out there. This is how we do it. That's the only reason. And maybe because the Jays want to give him a lot more money. But that's the reason that I'm looking at for the Mets not getting George Springer.
You look sound like you need a hug there. Sounds like you just gotten some rejection today in addition to this.
You're not breaking up with me. I'm breaking up with you.
Oh, that's it. How dare you say it's not you, it's me. I invented that. Wow. The way you just explained that, I was like, wow, that was very deeply personal.
That's how it is.
Something you were ripping the Band-Aid off from an old ill. So, buddy, it's okay. It's okay. You're at least in the conversation for free agents.
No, that's true. It's good.
And it's seemingly made up by a reporter. Hey, can you put it out there just so we look better? Because that's been what I dealt with in Chicago for a lot of years. The White Sox were also in. No, they weren't.
Right. Teams included
you told the
Yankees.
Reporter, so he keeps getting information. Yeah. You told him to put that in there. Don't lie to me.
Teams interested include the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Phillies, and the White Sox, right?
And the Mets. Come on,
really?
Man.
The Mets are in, and the Mets. No, look. It once the Mets got Francisco Lindor. It is curious timing, I gotta say, because I wonder what went down today. But since the Mets did get Francisco Lindor, they haven't been as engaged in George Springer because look, they went out and they got their shortstop, who they got to give a lot of money to. That's going to be the face of the franchise. They went out and got Carlos Carrasco, who's hopefully going to be their number three starter and for a couple of years. Now there's still movement they need to do, some still things they need to take care of. Are they going to go get Brad Hand? Because that's the other guy they were in on, one of the best relievers that's out there. So there's still some big moves. Trevor Bauer is still out there. The Mets could go back to having that top five pitching rotation they had when they went to the World Series in 2015. So there's still a big move out there for the Mets. I believe that. But the Springer thing, once they got Lindor, boy, it was tough. It was tough to sit back and say, okay, now we're going to sink all this money into George Springer when we go get him, when the guy's 31, and even though he did well away from getting the signs for free from the Astros, is he still going to be this player at 34? Is he going to be this guy at 35? Is he going to be this guy at 36? So, hey, if it was a choice between Lindor and George Springer, the Mets made the right call. And like I said, maybe it's Trevor Bauer. Man, maybe it's Jose Abreu. Mike, we'll take whatever we'll go get whatever we want. If we want him, we'll go get him.
You're just going to stay right in your hole. No. Dare you.
So, again, that's from our own John Paul Morosi. Again, if we get official word on George Springer, we will bring it to you throughout the show tonight. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Call 1-888-FARMERS, and you could save a whole lot of something on auto insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
All this excitement leads into the story of Kyrie Irving returning because, boy, Kyrie Irving is thrilled to be back with the Nets. He's going to play in the Nets' next game tomorrow night after being away for reasons unknown. Listen to Kyrie Irving talk about how stoked he is to be back and playing for the Nets once again. This is from earlier today.
Hey, Kyrie, I'm wondering if you were aware that you had violated the health and safety protocols and what that process was like for you in coming back and going through that investigation, one. And then secondly, what your communication was like with the team while you were away.
Happy to be back. Happy to be around these guys. Address the team, address everybody that need to be addressed. Now it's time to move on.
Bruce Beck.
Health and safety front.
I'm sorry, Malika, go ahead.
I just was circling back on the health and safety front.
Happy to be back. Thank you.
Yeah, he's excited. I can't wait to go play. I got James Harden. I got Kevin Durant. I am so excited. And now, first of all, that's a horrendous question by Malika Andrews, right? I have no problem calling people out when, listen, you're a reporter and you want to ask two questions. Who does that? If you ask a question, that gives the person you're asking carte blanche to say whatever the hell they want to.
Well, he got to choose which one he wanted to answer.
Exactly.
Right?
You ask one question and then follow up. First, tell me about this. Did you know you violated things? And then tell me how you feel. As soon as you do that, the person listening just goes, I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy to help the team. They're going to immediately disconnect. You got to ask a better question, especially when I know at ESPN, you go through a rigorous training of how to ask questions and how to do it the right way. It's a whole big thing. It's one of the best things ESPN does. You go through, here's the right way. They have a guy there that's worked there for years who says, this is how you do interviews and this is how you ask questions to get the right answers. I mean, it's one of those things that just baffles me that every time we hear post-game press conferences, we hear questions like that. And you go, you wonder why nobody says anything at the end of games? That's why. Because you get questions, well, do this and then answer that and then answer. No, then he's going to give you an answer. I'm just happy to be back, ready to go. You know, I mean, it was kind of like when Tom Cruise calls and Cush answers the phone. I just want to play football. Dad, phone for you. Agent, Dad, come get the phone. I mean, that's what it was. Kyrie Irving, look, he was sitting on his now the Kyrie Irving part of it. Look, he's answering these questions. He's leaning on his arms. He looks like he's the bored teenager on this Zoom call when clearly the first time you are hearing from him following his absence from the game, you should be hearing something where I'm excited to be back. I feel really bad about what happened. I needed this. You're going to get explanation. You're going to get, I can't wait to get on the court with Kevin and James Harden. Instead, I addressed it with my teammates, needed some time away, and that's what it is. And that's how the Nets are dealing with this. He needed time away, and now he's back with the team. Right? You know that this is the same situation it was when he walked away. There's been no conversation about how it is going forward. There's been no – it's the same exact thing as when Kyrie walked away. This is why he's such a wild card. I can't trust him. And I'll tell you this much, right? If the Nets wanted to trade him, they can't do it now, right? Because his value is at an all-time low. If you tried to sell Kyrie Irving right now, nobody's buying. Nobody's buying. It's too much money, and I don't really know what kind of guy I'm getting. Am I getting someone who wants to play? I have no idea. But if I'm the Nets, what I do is I tell him, listen, if you hate us and we hate you, just play well for 20 games, all right? Don't cause controversy. Don't leave the team. Can you stand up for 20 games? And then we can trade you someplace else in the league since you obviously don't want to be here. You don't want to be playing for Steve Nash. You don't want to play for a team that doesn't ask your opinion more about things. We will trade you someplace. And then by the deadline, which is now the end of March, because the season ended later, it's not going to be All-Star Weekend, it's going to be the end of March, then they will trade him and he will get to go someplace else. And I would tell him, we'll trade you to a place you want to go. Don't worry. We're not going to send you to some basketball outpost someplace. We'll trade you someplace you really want to go. So if you can do that for me and do that for us for like 20 or so games, then we'll make sure we get you someplace else. And by March 26th, I do it. I promise. That's the deal I make with Kyrie, because you can't trade him now because he's got no value. No, but 20 games or so, you get teams thinking, okay, we'll get Kyrie to buy in. He wants out. He had problems with the Nets, but now it looks like everything is okay. Then I can make a trade for him. That's what I do right now if I'm the Nets.
Yeah, I'd say this. Go back to the interview for a second, right? For those that do this in any walk of life, and particularly if you're thinking about going in the broadcasting world, the first question of the and one is the one you really wanted to ask. So if you give them the opportunity for part two, it's normally a more innocuous kind of jokey question, or at least something they can tap dance around. They're going to take option two. And look, for Kyrie Irving, you know what I got out of it? This was his version of the Marshawn Lynch, I'm here so I don't get fined. Mm-hmm. They're making me talk to you.
Yeah.
And for all I know, everything's fine with his teammates. He just didn't want to talk to the press today. We'll find out over time, you know, as they get back to playing and he integrates himself into the offense. Curious to see what that looks like, right? Obviously, Harden and Durant having some fun playing together, folks forgetting that they once upon a time did play together. So this is an entirely new, different guys, different phase of their career, whatever. But James Harden looking to pass and looking at double-digit assists, that's kind of entertaining. But we'll find out on the court. And if it disintegrates, it disintegrates and it becomes that. But for the moment, I give it the benefit of the doubt that this was more just a, hey, you know, you got to go meet the press. And then you get bad question after bad question. I'm off for personal reason. Well, what personal reasons? And you violated health and protocol. Okay, next. Like, we understand that. We saw the pictures. Like, what the hell is he going to say beyond that? Is he going to start going deep into his family gatherings and whatever else transpired? No, he's going to say, beat it. Asked, answered. I'm back. Let's go. And that's exactly what he did here, with less energy than I gave you right now.
we have more energy on a nightly basis than Kyrie brought there. He looked like a bored kid. He's like a bored teenager. Yeah, I really don't want to talk to you because you know Kyrie now. It's probably the media's fault for something, right? Like he's probably had
to watch sports talk radio
and go, "Oh, the media telling me I need to go back to work. I need to do all of these things. Why the media is evil?" And it's just, dude, you were the only one that didn't show up to work. Yeah, for some reason you needed time. Everybody else is showing up to work and dealing with whatever they don't like in their life, and you are the one guy that didn't come in. But yet it's everybody else's fault. But this is who Kyrie is. I mean, this is who he is. And so I think things are going to change. They're not.
But I would hope that, you know, his agent, his manager, whatever creative team around, someone clipped all of the articles and minutes on television shows and radio that have highlighted everything he's done for the past however many years. I mean, it goes back a while, right? He paid all the salaries of the WNBA players that opted out of this last season. He bought the house, like we talked yesterday, George Floyd's family. He bought houses and goods and services for kids and everything else all over. Like, he's done a lot of great things. So there's a lot of positive press, right? That's the problem of being such a huge public figure and a guy that's had a run of success. You're going to get a lot of good. But if you walk away from the job that gave you that platform, people are going to ask questions, particularly when you chose to create a mini super team with Kevin Durant. And then they go get you the third guy with the magical beard and who evidently was wearing one of those sweat vests or something while he was in the blue uniform in Houston, and he got out of town. And all of a sudden, hey, look, I'm the thin guy that was walking on the rocks that you remember from the start of quarantine. So, we got a lot of questions there. But for Kyrie Irving, you know, I hope that people show him the other side of the coin, because the media certainly has been effusive with praise when warranted and when they have had the knowledge of what he's been doing.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. As always, we are live from the Farmers Insurance Studios. Call Farmers today for a quote.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Coming up next, a story that involves money, intrigue, illegality in college football, a big-time college football program, and McDonald's.
Yes!
That's next, right here on Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. It's better than using your phone to see if your post got any likes again. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers, Truck, Fire Insurance, Exchanges, or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh!
Live from the Farmers Insurance Studios. And, you know, Mike, this clearly is my favorite story of the day because this may be my hottest take of the night. I got a lot of hot takes. This may be my hottest take of the night. Dan Patrick, our own Dan Patrick, reporting earlier today on the mess that has been the Tennessee Volunteers. Look, Tennessee fired their head coach after recruiting issues, and Phil Fulmer at the press conference said that recruiting is going well. So that's what a great thing. At a press conference talking about the dismissal of a coach that had recruiting illegalities, you say recruiting is going well.
Well, no, and recruiting's going really well, man. His own finish, right? Dude, the former coach who once led them to a title and everything that, yes, while he's out the door as well, it's recruiting's good.
Hey, you guys have been recruiting illegally. How's recruiting going? It's going great. Are you kidding? Great. No, you're kidding. It's going awesome, man.
Tell me, why was it different this year than other years past?
Oh, we were able to get all kinds of cash to people. Our recruiting's going great. We got caught, but still. But this story gets even better than Phil Fulmer saying, yeah, recruiting's going fine.
Six
of course
guys.
It is.
Since Phil Fulmer left the coaching job in 2008, six men have been on the sidelines for Tennessee. Tennessee. You go back to Lane Kiffin, Derek Dooley, Jim Chaney. He was an interim. Butch Jones for 51 games. Then Brady Hoke as an interim for two games. And then Pruitt hired in 2018.
Yeah. Yeah, and now they're looking for a new head coach. I'm sure Peyton Manning will take over.
He's at least on the head of the search, right? That was what was reported yesterday, so we got all our Adam Gase jokes in.
But here's where the hot take comes in, because Dan Patrick reported earlier today that he was told by his source, how did the head coaches, the assistant head coaches, how did they get them on recruiting violations? You know, how did this happen? You know, I mean, what went on? And Dan Patrick said his source told them they put money into McDonald's bags and gave them to the recruits when they came on campus. Quote, some of the campus visits were not organized or they were not above board, but they were handing out cash. So you literally had bagmen and they put the cash in McDonald's bags and handed it to the recruits. Now, here's my hot take. Honestly, I would be upset if someone hands me a McDonald's bag and I look inside and it's just money, because I'm looking forward to a Big Mac or a quarter pounder with cheese or something else.
Here's a Homerism for you.
Money can be exchanged.
You fool. Money can be exchanged for goods and services.
Ooh, explain how. But I'd be a little upset. I'd be going, whoa, McDonald's. Oh, it's money. That's great. But I really want a Big Mac. And I'd be a little upset. I'd want a would I want a Big Mac? I don't know if it would be. It would be depend on the mood. I'm either quarter pounder with cheese or Big Mac. It really depends on the day. I'm unpredictable. But I would be a little upset.
But did the money smell like a Big Mac?
Oh, that would be just a cruel tease. I'd be like, I can't even have this money. I can't have this money around my room. All we're going to do is want some kind of crazy Thousand Island dressing now. No, I can't have this around me. You know, just take the money back. Can you get me a cheeseburger?
Wow, this guy can be bought for cheeseburgers.
Can you get me? Wait, we don't need 50 grand? No. Just got about a cheeseburger every day.
Just give him a gift card.
Cheeseburger every day.
Refill it every once in a while.
Right here. Like when you and I had in college when you went to go eat dinner, you would go to the dining hall and they would swipe your dining card. It would take a meal away and you would go eat.
Yeah,
just give me something like that. McDonald's. Yeah,
and
so
then
I could
walk in with giant gym bags, mm-hmm. and then go and steal a gallon of milk. Fill it up. What did you just take? 5 gallons of cranberry juice. Why? No reason.
Because I could. It's like going to Costco. Hey, you know we need a dental floss at Costco. Okay. All right. $10. Wow. It's 45 things of dental floss. Yeah, we need a dental floss until I'm 70 years old. All right, great. But we got it. We're good. But
one of the guys that will walk up, can I just get one of the giant industrial-sized bags of Lucky Charms? It's like, you're going to eat all this here? No.
But if okay. I was a kid and you said, listen, it's going to be a free McDonald's card for you. And what does that mean? Whenever you go to McDonald's, whatever it comes off this card and it's paid by somebody else. Ooh, that now you're talking. Then I could take my friends down. Come on, dude. I get anything I want. I can get like 12 Big Macs. Just come with me. I'd be the king. Are you kidding? Look, how many guys have walk around college have all that money, you know, because they got, no, but I got the McDonald's card. I mean, everybody's got cash for parties and all this stuff. Dude, go with Jason. He's got the McDonald's card, man.
Yeah, but you come back for your second year and your physical to renew your scholarship. His cholesterol is through the roof.
No, they'll give me a pill for that.
He's 20. No, what happened?
You know how much I burn that? Oh, if I'm working out in football, you know how much McDonald's I'd need to eat just to keep up? Oh, God, I gotta go breakfast, lunch. I could do like a Morgan Spurlock thing and go for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day.
You remember how that ended, right?
Yeah, well, I conveniently left that part out. Yeah, I conveniently left that out. But
yeah,
really,
the last 15 minutes are the key, pal.
Yeah. No, you know, I understand the dangers. I get that. But I mean, that's kind of where I would be like, go with Jason. Dude, he's got the McDonald's card. I would be the McDonald's card guy. Girls
would
want to be going
better. Better than any fraternity party ever.
Oh,
follow Jason.
Yeah.
He's having a party at the McDonald's.
I'm like the Pied Piper. I'm walking down the street like Frosty the Snowman, and everybody is behind me. And I'm just singing,
you're going to be looking
thump,
like
thump,
Frosty
thumpity,
the Snowman,
thump,
too.
Thump.
All look big and round
big
and Mac pasty.
Thumpity thump thump, chicken McNuggets go. Thumpity thump thump. I'd have the broom in my hand. I got the top hat on. Everybody's behind me dressed in mittens, and they're all going crazy. We're going to McDonald's and getting free food. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump.
And it works because if you were at Syracuse during this and you had a scarf on because it's fall and winter, you know, the
The trifecta cop smiles at me, waves me down. Come on in, thumpity thump thump. Coming up next, we got a big story out of the NFL coming your way regarding a quarterback who wants out.